This is a story with a moral. Young man, if you're looking for the young lady to live with you as your love for the rest of your life, be very careful where you find her. He met her at Starbucks. He bought her a cup. They sipped and they flirted as he picked her up. It was my pad or yours, but when push came to shove, she preferred making coffee to love. She'd rather make coffee than love. She preferred making coffee to love. Her outspoken credo was, damn the libido, I'd rather make coffee than love. He brought her sweet candy, a flower, a dove. She'd rather make pots of hot coffee than love. Though from Everest he plucked her a star from above, she preferred making coffee to love. Well, she'd rather make coffee than love, if you can believe it, preferred making coffee to love. Her outspoken credo was, damn the libido, I'd rather make coffee than love. She would even brew scrapings from overdone toast. She opened her arms to Sumatran French roast. Her café au lait was the lay she loved most, and the queen of the bean was her boast. She'd rather make coffee than love, yes she would, preferred making coffee to love. Her outspoken credo was, damn the libido, I'd rather make coffee than love. He'd have given her Cuba for one little kiss. A Vesuvio brewer accounts with the Swiss. When he married her, thinking that thus he'd find bliss, she preferred making coffee to love. She'd rather make coffee than love. She preferred making coffee to love. Her outspoken credo was, damn the libido, I'd rather make coffee than love. One night he came home, found his stuff in the street, a note on the door that filled his heart with grief. He'd met Juan Valdez, now her life was complete. She'd rather make coffee than love. Well, she'd rather make coffee than love, if you can believe it, preferred making coffee to love. Her outspoken credo was, damn the libido, I'd rather make coffee than love.